Yeah, I'm sorry. The closest thing we have to this in America are the Indians that have started to rise to claim their rights to ancient tribal customs. There's no analogy to the blacks of America with these problems among the various tribes of Africa. The blacks of America are much closer in custom, taste, behavior, and lifestyle to the whites of South Africa than they are to the blacks of South Africa. And were they to spend not a week's trip, but the next 5 years living there, they'd find that out. Certain tribal customs, such as those which required a youth to prove his manhood by undergoing inhuman suffering or engaging in warfare or cattle stealing before he could marry or become a full-fledged member of the tribe, had to be curtailed. In an attempt to find a way for the ancient tribal custom of manhood, which required inhuman suffering, engaging in warfare or cattle stealing, they substituted the custom of taking work in the mines of South Africa as contract laborers for a period of years. Now, the suffering in the mines is not to be compared in this initiation of these steps with a tin miner from Cornwall, but rather this job in the mine for 2 shillings versus a forced pattern of inhuman suffering, warfare, or cattle stealing to prove you're a man before you can marry. Big difference. Now, once that the substitution of a year of work in the mines for the manhood ritual of some tribes was offered, anyone on the scene would most likely agree that the year in the mines had less risk of death to it than the manhood rites. Once that's going on, though, selfish, sinning men will exploit the opportunity of this cheap, fateful labor in the mines of natives who are substituting that year for what was a manhood rite earlier to their own gain. Sin takes over. But the problem is still a very complicated problem, and its roots are very complicated, and they don't necessarily go to racism. Somebody didn't sit down and say blacks are going to do this work in the mines, but rather we got to stop the cattle killing and stealing and the war and the inhuman suffering, and we cannot wipe out the manhood ritual. We offer this substitute, a year in the mines as contract laborers. Such labor was as onerous and killing as tribal warfare had been earlier, when deaths from disease and accident became very high. But by undergoing this test for about 5 years, the survivors obtained sufficient savings to allow them to return to their tribes, which they didn't get by the other rites, and buy sufficient cattle and wives to support them as full members of the tribe for the rest of their days. Let me just stop for a minute. Have I made the point laboriously that South Africa is not Selma, Alabama? That South Africa is not Watts. South Africa spent one hell of a long time creating its mess. And until 1976, didn't even have television. And until the modern attention of the world, and one has to ask, why South Africa? There's got to be somebody pulling some strings. Do we have a Cecil Rhodes in a larger sense back there in the Times of London? Do we have somebody orchestrating for some economic reason or as a rationale for something else and forcing this collision? We've gotten the attention of South Africa. The present government, for the first time in its history, has come out and said, to the limit of what it can say and still hold its power under their system, we're going to do something. Now, why in the hell can't we leave them alone for a year to see if they do anything? That sound intelligent to you? How many of our senators do you think know as much as you know after the last 3 hours? And all we've accomplished, and we're only up to 1920. All we've accomplished, if I've accomplished it, and I have the Gestalt method of teaching. Remember, I tell you over and over again, I throw so much at you in one big wad. I don't expect you to remember it, but at one point an insight comes, you Gestalt it, and you say, damn. Damn! I sure as hell would hate to be the president of that country right now. Hot damn. Why are we picking on them? Why aren't we involved in the religious conflict in India? And the oppression that they claim is going on of the Sikhs. Huh? Why do we want to make South Africa the whipping boy and the moral catharsis for our inability to get into Afghanistan and report what's going on there? If we're such moralists, why don't we go back to Vietnam, beat the hell out of them? Over a rascally government that would make the MIAs pawns in their negotiations. Why don't we just land a newly formed volunteer contingent, the Newsman Brigade? Give them some Uzi machine guns and tell them to go in and clean up Ethiopia, and when they get done, we'll feed the ones that are left. It's stupid, isn't it? It has the overtones of a media-orchestrated whipping boy, and facts do not support the intensity of the whipping. What's going on is wrong. And it's been going on a long time, too long. But it ain't going to be changed overnight. We fought the Civil War over 100 years ago. And there are some blacks that aren't sure that it was won. We have made our point. Now let's back off. I think you ought to besiege your senator. Set your alarm, wake up early, and call him, and then go back to sleep. Now, if you're glad we stuck with it this far, there's another section that I can pick up without a review. This is a good stopping point. The point has been made. South Africa. Damn. Now, there's still... Damn. It ain't some problem that's going to be solved by economic sanctions laid on them. All that's going to happen from the sanctions And look, the sanctions are a psychological ploy. The red rabble-rousers are going to say, no matter what we do, then you hear Jesse Jackson, just lance the boil, but then it'll heal itself. No matter what happens, public opinion's on our side. If we break into the white communities and shoot and stomp and kill, they're going to simply say, too bad the whites made them do this. They brought them to this. And the radicals on the white side are going to say, if we don't now take our stand before it's too late, it's going to get worse, not better. So we better exercise the strong, fastest arm of the law right now. I'm sick up to here over Mandela. If the South Africans were as bad as they say they are, he'd have been dead 20 years ago. It ain't that hard to kill somebody. How long do you think Mandela would have lasted in a prison in Argentina? How long do you think Mandela would have lasted in a prison in Uganda? How long do you think Mandela would have lasted in a prison in Libya? How long do you think Mandela would have lasted in a prison in Syria? And how long do you think Mandela would have lasted calling the Ayatollah Khomeini names? And at his worst on that island prison, he's living better than the rest of the blacks in South Africa. If I were the president, I wouldn't let him out either. When he refuses to renounce violence against the government. And he says, I will renounce violence against the government when they renounce all violence. That means he is the government. So they've got him locked up. But give him credit, they haven't shot him. Do you really think the South Africans don't know how to plant somebody in that prison to kill him? Give him credit. Well, if they were to kill him now, there'd be such a riot and world opinion, it'd be, he's been there 20 years. They could have done him in 10 years ago and nobody would have known the difference. I mean, give them credit for at least that much decency. They are not the Nazis. How long do you think Mandela would have lasted under Hitler? Fair is fair. They're wrong. But we're getting marvelously exaggerated, or terribly exaggerated, news media orchestration. I therefore ask my intelligent people who've had more hours at this than probably any of the senators that you're going to talk to on the subject, with very few exceptions, you call them and say, we need time. No sanctions. And if the president vetoes it, let it be known you won't support an override.